Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Thank you, and thank you for Mr. Loan also for his elucidation of the topic. As my ambassador, I mean, as they say in Africa, once the leader has spoken, you should keep quiet. But since he's not here, the issue that we were discussing today, the fight against apartheid, as well as the long fight previously against slavery. As we have noted in all documents and especially in the DDPA, it is a recognition that these two struggles was instrumental in ensuring that the fight against racism, not only in South Africa, but all around the world, remain on the forefront of people's thinking. Because as we know, the UDHR, which was established 75 years ago, was established while black people around the world were not free anywhere, not just in South Africa, the United States, Europe, nowhere. They had no rights in any of these countries, anywhere in the world, when this document was written. And it was through the principles of the UDHR, slowly but surely, the movements against racism gained momentum. In Europe, the United States, and everywhere, alongside as in South Africa. As you may know, the establishment of this very UDHR, the then South African Union government played a role in writing it, which is very strange considering what they were doing under, I think at the time, they were still part of the British Empire. And it also was an establishing state of the League of Nations and later of the UN. It even helped write the Charter of the UN. But very interestingly, as you know, the very first resolutions, other than the resolutions establishing the League of Nations and then later the resolution establishing the UN, the number 2 and 3 resolutions was actually against South Africa, made by India on racism, the treatment against the people of Indian origin. So whilst this regime was actually part of the foundations and creation of these institutions, and including the UDHR, it was at the same time, like all other countries, violating it, but in a much, much broader sense. So you can imagine how difficult it was for liberation movements to fight against a state and a government of a state that was part of the establishment, that established things, and why it was so difficult with the protection in the Security Council of the major powers until 1986, when it was made by then the activists, anti-apartheid activists, have made it unbearable for these protectors to still continue protecting the regime of South Africa. And finally, comprehensive sanctions, as my ambassador has mentioned, was brought in to empower it. And by then, the country has became a proper pariah from its actions, harder and harder, trying to clamp down in the 80s, saying that the military will be able to sustain the pressure. So this fight went all over in Southern Africa, in Zimbabwe, within Rhodesia, Zimbabwe, Namibia, everywhere, to ensure that black people and people of all other races have more freedoms. So it was, while it was focused on one country a lot, that movement showed we cannot tolerate it anywhere in the world. And therefore we hope that, and this is one of the reasons why South Africa in this council also is trying to continue a leading role in fighting racism with the Africa Group, which has always been a great supporter in the fight against racism in South Africa, and also to assist people of African descent across the world for their rights and to ensure that they do it. So thank you very much that we were allowed to participate today.